Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, first this morning, a major search operation resumed in the last little while to locate a woman missing in Galway Bay. She's one of two people who were reported missing following separate incidents at Silver Strand Beach yesterday. And it was confirmed last night that the body of a man subsequently recovered from the water was that of songwriter Johnny Doohan. Well, for the very latest, I'm joined on the line by RTE's Western correspondent, Pat McGrath. Good morning, Pat.
How are you doing, Claire?
So this multi-agency search operation, it resumed this morning in an effort to find, as I mentioned, that missing woman. What more can you tell us about the search?
Well, the search is being overseen by Gardaí in conjunction with the Coast Guard Service, the RNLI and civil defence crews. A lot of local volunteers as well have travelled from the immediate area and from around Connemara to take part in the search effort. It's, I suppose, multifaceted. There's a shoreline search being conducted as well as search at sea. And civil defence crews are using specialist drones to augment that sea search from the air. Conditions yesterday were very, very challenging for those involved in the search operation. There was dense fog for the whole day, and that complicated things. Now, the fog has lifted considerably and visibility has improved a good deal this morning, but there is still some coastal fog present, and while not hampering things, it could complicate the search effort as the day progresses. But the search back underway in an effort to locate the missing woman, who is in her 30s and from the Connemara area.
And it's not clear yet, is it, Pat, what happened here? We know that the woman was reported missing, and that was shortly after we had the report of another person missing.
Gardaí are trying to piece together the exact chain of events that unfolded starting around about this time yesterday. The alarm was raised in relation to Johnny Doohan after he failed to return home from his daily swim. He would have been due back at around about 10 o'clock, half past 10 yesterday morning. Gardaí were alerted. They travelled to Silver Strand, which is a popular amenity located between Salt Hill and Barna. Just to paint a picture for people who may not be familiar with it, it's a wide beach, maybe about 700-800 metres in width, and there's a car park running along the top of it. So there's a car park facing out onto the beach, and then when the tide is in, it comes right up to the rock armour at the car park. But when the tide is out, it would be 150, maybe 200 metres to the shoreline. And this is the one of the main complications in determining exactly what happened. Because of the dense fog yesterday, if somebody was walking along the footpath adjacent to the beach, they simply wouldn't have been able to see the shoreline because of the fog that was there at the time. Now, one line of inquiry that's being investigated is that perhaps one of the two people got into difficulty and the other person went to assist them, and then they got carried away by the water. But Gardaí at a loss to determine exactly what transpired, and for that reason they're very keen to speak to anybody who may have seen anything down there yesterday, with the caveat, of course, that the fog severely limited that visibility. But anybody who was walking or swimming at Silver Strand yesterday being asked to contact Gardaí in an effort to shed some light on what may have transpired.
And I know, and I heard you saying that local people have been very shocked and understandably upset by this, but they also want to help. But they're being asked by the people who are coordinating the search to make sure that they report in so that their name is noted and the time that they arrived.
Exactly. And that was due to the forecasted foggy conditions and the challenging meteorological conditions. There was a yellow fog warning in place for Galway. It was lifted at 10 o'clock this morning. And with that in mind, Gardaí were emphasising, I suppose, that safety of those involved in the search was paramount. Obviously, people will want to move might and main to assist the family of the missing woman and to try and locate her. But they're keen to emphasise that they want everybody who is taking part in the search or who wants to volunteer to just register their involvement. There's an on-site command and control unit being operated by the civil defence at Silver Strand Beach, and anybody who's walking the shoreline or wants to get involved in the search effort just ask to give their details to the personnel at that civil defence station, so that Everybody can be accounted for as the day progresses.
Yeah, and people will have heard the tributes that have been paid to Johnny Doohan, and you know, his song "The Voyage" in particular means so much to so many people. I heard Cathal Murray, our colleague on Late Date, playing it last night, and so many messages flooding into him from listeners who over the years have been so moved by that song it might have been played. I know I heard you saying earlier at people's weddings and funerals and so on, and the tributes really are flowing in from people, Pat, who knew him and people who didn't.
And I think while The Voyage is certainly his best known work, Johnny Doohan leaves a sizable body of work behind him, and it's important not to lose sight of everything else he did. But The Voyage is, I suppose, his legacy. And when you look at the lyrics of that song, Claire, and the impact it has had, and I suppose the way in which it's applicable, as I said earlier, to nearly every life event. It's applicable to a birth, it's applicable to a marriage, it's applicable to a death. It's just has such a universal appeal. And I think that is something that a lot of people are thinking of today as they listen to the lyrics, as they remember Johnny Doohan and they remember his legacy.
All right. Well, Pat, we will keep in touch with you. And if there's any developments in that story in Galway, we'll certainly bring them to our listeners.